it might seem like a little bit of a weird environment, but I'm in what would be the changing room of the charity shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with Grace, and it's quite an intimate situation, really, because it's quite a small space. I'm coming in on Monday to do a Dress the Geek thing, which is basically spending £20 to £30, and you're going to, well, somebody is going to dress me. No, I haven't. You can tell me about that picture.
I don't know, I just was imagining maybe you could dress you up, but anyway, fine.
That would be awesome.
Like
I could go out on a Friday night
like
wearing that. Is that the impression you get, is it? Like, I should be going out with that on?
I think something more creative than that.
I don't think I could pull it off.
No.
I like this. I like these little cards and stuff. So as you're getting ready, you read these. I wonder how many people actually read these and go out of here.
I don't know.
Did you put
those
in?
Angie. That is her...
What's in there? Is that the electric thing?
Mm-hmm. But this is her grandma and her grandma's sister.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Where is that then? Somewhere like Brighton or somewhere?
Yes, Blackpool.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to do this little thing on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring Hannah Patterson, who does the radio stuff for Trent FM. Yeah. And she's going to be all presentery. Here's Phil, and he's the geek, and we're going to do this, and you're going to dress him like this. So I'm looking forward to having three or four different designs. Yeah. Now, to give people a bit of background as to why we're doing this, there is a catwalk fashion event in about 5 weeks' time. What is the charity shop's involvement in that?
Charity shop, okay. The charity shop has basically kind of helped to get all the trainers together, to get them to agree on moving forward with the fashion show, with the idea that we want to create a hype in Hockley and try and get students down here that don't usually know the area. I mean, to say when I didn't realise Hockley was here until I was a third year student, so it's to kind of create that buzz, get people back into Hockley because it should be buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the charity shop's kind of helping to kind of coordinate that.
And how many models have you got for the night?
Models? We're working with Oxfam, Wild and Emmanuel House. And between us so far, we've got two girls and one guy, and we need one more girl and two guys.
Okay, so have you got any sort of stylings in mind already? Have you sort of talked about those things?
Okay, every single outfit's going to be totally different.
Okay.
So, I know Oxfam's doing a 70s theme, or apparently. So we're going to basically not have that kind of...
same sort of theme.
Like 60s or 50s.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have every single outfit being totally different to kind of... Because that's what a charity shop is. In a charity shop, you have a bit of everything. So we want to kind of show that variety. And then plus we're also going to have one of our runs being a remake. So there's a very, very big vintage dress that this girl's made into quite a sexy little business suit with really unique buttons on it. Looks really, really nice. So one of them outfits will be a remake.
Fabulous. So it sounds really exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm not into designer or clothes or anything fashion wise whatsoever. Somebody peeking through there. Hello.
Sorry.
It's all right.
My children think it's
fine. No, it's all right. Cool. Okay. Well, that's it pretty much, really. I'll see you on Monday.
Okay.
And thank you for your time. And if you dress me in something really, really silly, I will go out in the street and wear it.
Yes, I will dress you in something silly, probably one of the outfits.